Hello, everybody. Oh, that's really loud.
Yeah, it is. Sorry.
I apologize to your ears. You should tell them that I apologize. But anyway, hello, everyone. Welcome to TGIF Radio. We sound semi-professional. How about that?
Pretty close.
Yeah. We're lying to ourselves. We're never going to become professional people. Who are we kidding?
You know, there's a 1 in a trillion chance we might, so let's not lie.
Yeah? 1 in a trillion? I think that's pretty good odds.
It's great odds.
You
know, we have a better chance of getting cancer than, you know, going professional.
Ooh, what do you think we have more of a chance of out of these three? Getting cancer, getting struck by lightning, or winning the lottery? Which one's the better chance? I would go with cancer.
Yeah.
Straight up. Cancer's a good bet. I would put $5 on cancer.
That'd be a terrible $5. I just got cancer. Give me my $5. Dude, you're dying.
I win. Time for chemo. You may have noticed that Jared has not interjected. We're looking at this sad, empty spot right now. We'll turn the music off for a little bit of, just out of respect for Jared.
I'm imagining a very hot girl sitting right there.
Yeah?
That'd be awesome.
You thinking that's better?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think we should fire Jared and get a really hot girl. She doesn't have to talk. She just needs to sit there.
How are we going to fight Jared if he works for free? Just, really.
Darn.
But see, the trick is, if we fire Jared, then we're going to have to pay this chick to come on the air. See how that works?
We're giving her publicity because she's on the air.
Hey! We don't have that kind of...
We don't. We don't have that kind of following.
We're terrible at this. We don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
So you should be able to be listening to us right now. I'm pushing buttons while I'm talking. That's probably dangerous, but I'm going to do it anyway. You should see on your screen right now, if you're listening to us on Ustream, a number for you to call us. If you can't read, or if you are blind, here is that number for you right now. You can call us at 740-377-TGIF. Or if you don't like letters in your phone numbers, that's 740-377-8443. I really need to memorize this. I'm just reading it off of my iPod right now.
That's totally cool.
Okay. So, do you want to explain to our audience why you're late?
Oh, so, my mom went out with my little brothers to a Lego store in Battleground, and
ooh,
she got home late.
That's a perfectly good excuse.
Yeah.
Lego stores are awesome.
But while coming here, okay, I was at an intersection, four-way stop, and there's this lady, the car in front of her went, and then the car in front of me went, and I sped up so I could stop so I can get there first, and I'm like, burp, and I stopped, and I'm like, and I went. And I'm halfway in the intersection. When she starts to go, she pulls right in front of me. She's like, it was my turn. And I'm like, you know, lady, if you have to convince yourself that it's your turn, it wasn't your turn.
So she was just basically being a stupid person.
Yes.
Well, yay, stupid people. It just provides good conversation material, doesn't it?
It does.
I know. That's kind of like, that happens to me a lot when I try and figure out the right of way with people. Like, it's always fun when you get four people at once coming into a stop in all directions intersection, and then nobody knows who's supposed to go.
Oh, in that situation, you just go.
Exactly. I try and do that, and then whenever I go, the guy to the left of me is like, ah, no, I'm gonna go now. This is my land. I shall defend it for the good of, Chevy. I don't know.
Okay, and pedestrians never have the right of way. If they get in your way, just hit them.
But who was it that told us that they did have the right of way?
Jared.
Seriously. Jared?
No, it was our driver's ed teachers.
Yeah, but what do they know, honestly?
Nothing.
What do they do?
They only
make
a living teaching children how to drive.
It's not like they do that, no.
No, no.
What do they know?
They fail.
Whatever. But come on. Oh, jeez. I just, earlier this week, I found out I'm taking the SAT tomorrow.
Oh, snap.
Yes, now.
I'm taking it next year.
Next year? Oh, man. You sure about that?
Yeah, positive.
Well, if you pass the math, if you did redid the math exam to get into the Running Start program here, I'm pretty sure you could do no problem on the SAT.
Plus, I'm taking math next year at Running Start, so.
Yeah, but why would you wait another year then if you could just do it now?
Because I'm way too lazy to sign up for it.
Plus, it is some money too. There are some dollars you have to shell out. Yes.
85 of them, dude.
$85? I don't actually remember how much it was, and I'm the one taking the test. What does that tell you? That I'm so gonna pass! That's right.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
I'll root for you.
Yeah. Okay, so I can't think of anything right now. What crappy things happened to you this week?
I got stood up.
Oh, yes. I heard half of this story, and I never heard the other half. What's going on
terrible.
With that?
I asked a girl to go out to coffee.
Blech.
And, yeah. Well, we were supposed to talk about this. Mm-hmm. I asked her to go to coffee, and she's like, oh, I'll talk to you on Wednesday. And I'm like, okay. And so I sat there, got there early just so I can wait for her. She got there. She called me. She's like, oh, I'm a minute away. And
please,
I'm like,
please tell me you did not wear a sweater vest.
No, I did not wear a sweater vest. I wore an actual vest.
Nice.
No. Then she got there, and I was waiting and waiting and waiting 2 hours.
Oh, no. You did not wait 2 hours.
2 hours.
What do you think is the acceptable waiting time? For you, it's obviously 2 hours.
No, my acceptable waiting time, I gave up after 30 minutes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But then you waited for another hour and a half. What?
Yeah, because I had nothing else to do. I just sat there and talked with Jared.
You didn't have homework to do? You didn't have...
No, I actually didn't have homework on Wednesday.
Hey, that's nice. It's always good to not have homework. Because then it lets you waste time with something else.
Yeah.
Like playing Minecraft. That's what I did.
That's what you do?
Yes.
Oh, man.
For those of you who do not know, Minecraft is awesome.
Yes.
Straight up.
And I know the cheat for it that I will be telling Renee later.
You shouldn't tell me the cheat, because I like I like playing it for reals.
Okay? Really? I mean, I can make you be invincible. I can also make it so that you will have infinite all of everything.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what I did on Minecraft.
What'd you do?
I made 3 volcanoes.
3 volcanoes.
3 volcanoes.
How did you do that? You know what you should do? You should make 3 volcanoes and then build out, and in the center of them, like they're in a triangle, in the center,
not
your house.
They're not really in a triangle, but one of them's in the middle of a lake. It looks pretty awesome.
Yeah, how do you get out there?
I walk on water, because that's what you can do in the beta.
Nice.
Because with Minecraft being a beta and everything, it's always nice to see what they add to it later. Like, I found a couple regions where there's just snow everywhere. Yeah. Don't really know what to do that with that, because I don't think it lets you make a snowman, but you can make a cake. So I don't see where the logic's going with the developers there.
So I was over at my friend's house on Saturday, mm-hmm. and he was playing Minecraft, and he got into a map editor, which made him build a 100 by 100 by 100 block of wood. We thus then dug into the center of this 100 by 100 block of wood.
Yeah.
Lit it on fire, walked out, built a giant tower of blocks of wood that we dug out from there so we could watch it burn.
Wow.
It was awesome. And then we walked into the middle of it.
Okay, here's what I'll do. I will agree to use your cheats and everything, but I won't use it on the world.
I forgot the cheats.
Okay, well, you gotta find them again, because this sounds really cool. You gotta give me the cheats, but we will only apply the cheats to a separate world. There's one world that will be completely fair, untouched,
uncheated.
Uncheated, completely serene. That has volcanoes in it. But volcanoes. And then there will be the cheat world. I'll probably name it that, the cheat world. That's where all cheats will be applied. Anything is fair game. All
right, well, I'll get these cheats for you.
Okay.
I'll see if Lucas...
Speaking of games, you know, you hear about that PlayStation Network?
No.
What do you think about that?
I didn't hear about it.
Okay. It's a big deal.
We'll explain.
Okay. PlayStation Network, I don't exactly know how long this has been going on, but sometime last month, they found out that their PlayStation Network was compromised.
How so?
Some people got in, and they started taking lots of people's information. Basically, they took everyone's information except for social security numbers and credit card numbers.
It was the CIA. They're spying on us again.
Why would they do that to Sony? I want to see your logic.
They did it to everyone.
Show me your logic.
CIA does it just for fun. And they pick the ones... They pick the, like, obscure companies, like Sony.
Sony is not an obscure company.
They pick random companies that nobody...
No, they should have gotten way more obscure, like Apple. Or Microsoft, maybe?
Even,
who are those guys?
Even more obscure. Google. I mean, who knows about Google? It's only the largest search engine in the entire universe.
That's ridiculous. But, yeah, a whole bunch of information was stolen from the PlayStation Network. And only about a couple weeks ago... 2 weeks into the attack being done, they decided to tell the public about it. So
wow!
Now
I guess they're not as computer savvy as
we
the
are.
Public,
we're pretty computer savvy.
We are,
because you can hear us, can't you?
I think they can.
Why are we whispering?
This is creepy.
We didn't mean to do that. We just kind of fell into that mode.
Yeah, we did.
We're sorry.
Yeah.
But no, anyway.
I'm not sorry. Get that.
I don't have to apologize. Deal with it.
Sorry about anything in my life.
What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, Sony. So, because we have a PlayStation 3, that's bad for us. Because it went, they took the network down right as we bought the PS3.
Aww.
I swear, we did.
Well, at least you guys didn't lose any info.
Well, yeah, we didn't enter any credit card information, so I think we're good there.
Yeah.
But they may or may not have our address. I don't know. I didn't set up the PlayStation account.
To us making fun of other people are going to come to our house when we're doing this, since they know we do it on Fridays, and kick our butts?
No, because why would they worry about us? They're not
because
gonna,
we're the obscure station they're targeting. Sorry.
I guess we are slightly more obscure than Sony, huh?
Yeah.
Just a bit.
They're going to call us a national security threat and
yeah.
Put us in a big white box.
Yeah, but for the longest time, my dad was wondering whether or not to get an Xbox 360 or PS3.
Xbox 360.
Yeah. Well, I really didn't have a preference.
PS3 does everything.
Huh?
PS3 does everything, except play PlayStation 2 games.
Yeah. We don't even worry about, because we never had any PlayStation 2 games.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, the order of consoles that we had was Sega Genesis, then we had the original Xbox, and then we were kind of hiatus on gaming systems for a while, except for a couple plug-and-play games like Tetris. That was pretty old school.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe 2 or 3 years ago, we got the Wii for Christmas, and just last month we got the PS3. So I guess we're kind of, I guess we were never really much of a video game family, but I guess we're coming back onto that now, which is always nice.
My computer programs go as a computer, the Atari. Not even kidding, I have the Atari.
You have the Atari.
It's at my grandparents' house. We play the Atari.
Okay, but you gotta let me play with it.
Okay. I mean, it's...
I want it now!
It's unbeatable, literally. The levels of Frogger are unbeatable.
Oh, Frogger, dude.
Yeah, I know, it's epic.
Nostalgia bath, right here.
It's epic.
No, it was even better when I was in Seaside for spring break. I found an original Galaga cabinet. It was so cool, man. I was like within 3,000 points to getting a high score, and then I died. I already pumped like $5 into that thing in quarters, and I was like, whatever.
You should have just pumped it full. I mean,
it was awesome though, man. Like, it's not. I have it for my Game Boy Advance SP over there, or the DS, whatever. It doesn't really matter what you plug it into. I got it on there. I can get pretty far through there, but it's a lot harder on the cabinet. I don't really like working with the stick, you know? I don't really understand why. Don't laugh at that. I know what motion I made.
Yeah.
We can be more mature than your typical second grader. Seriously.
Nah, typical second graders are way more mature than high schoolers.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, because they don't know as much.
Yeah.
Okay. But Sega Genesis, when we had that, the game, well, we had two games that I remember, was Sonic the Hedgehog and Toe Jam and Earl.
Toe Jam and Earl.
Yeah, you've seen... Didn't we show you that one on the Wii? Because on the Wii, you can actually buy some games through their store.
No, but I played Toe Jam.
Okay, what's the...
Toe Jam.
I don't...
My toes.
Okay, the people listening to us can't see you on the...
Darn, we need a webcam now so I can show them my toes.
They don't want to see us.
When we stream live from the web on webcam, I'm going to show them my toes.
You really want to do that? Why? I don't understand why you would want to do that.
No, I'm going to wear a mask so they don't know my identity, so they don't hunt me down and kill me.
Oh, you should actually... Well, you shouldn't wear a mask, but you should wear... I got a burp.
Sunglasses?
No, that was a good burp. No, you should just wear the Indiana Jones hat. That'd be pretty cool. Yeah. I've always wanted one of those, but I can't really pull off hats. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't really understand...
Yeah, but you can pull off hat hair.
Hat hair? Yeah, I do that all the time, though.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I'm probably going to get a haircut.
Yeah, I don't wear hats either.
It's like...
I like my hair.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What if you grew it out? What would happen? It's like, who would not recognize you anymore?
My grandparents.
Besides your family members.
Let's see. All the girls?
All of the girls. All the ladies would despair.
I had my hair longer than, like, halfway in my forehead.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I can't even imagine it being past your forehead right now, because, like, seriously, it's, like, 2 or 3 inches above your eyebrows.
Yeah, I know.
It's gotta be weird, man. I used to have a buzz cut, believe it or not.
So was I. I had the nickname Buzzdin. What? Back in, like, fourth or fifth grade.
Buzz what?
Buzzdin.
Buzz... Oh, okay.
Buzzdin.
Buzzdin. I buzzed in. If you know what I mean.
Next time Jared comes onto the show, we're going to call him Tyrome.
Tyrome?
Tyrome. That is his name.
Like with an M.
Tyrome, yep. Tyrome.
Who is... Whose nickname was Tyrone again?
I know. Because
I remember we were talking, like, you were giving a bunch of people nicknames that would normally be attributed
Tyrone
to African Americans.
No, Tyrone was the one I didn't have nicknamed.
Okay, well, why would you just do Tyrone? It makes more sense. Tyrone sounds like
Tyrone, N.
Yeah,
Tyrone.
That's the one. That's the one we should be calling him if we're just gonna call him names.
N-E, Tyrone.
Tyrone.
Remember, mine's Jamal with two L's. Yours is.
I don't want one, thanks.
Jeremiah.
I don't want one. I already.
Methuselah. Mordred.
No.
Frodo. Oh. Baggins of the Shire. So I don't know where that came from.
You just kind of fell into a pop culture pit right there,
yeah,
full
I
of
did.
spiky things.
Lord of the Rings spiky things.
Yeah.
Frodo Baggins.
Whatever you meant by that, I'm sure that's okay with you.
What's the dwarf dude's name in Aragorn?
Gimli.
Gimli!
No, not Aragorn, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah,
I don't
whatever.
Think... I haven't read Aragorn in a while, so I don't even know if there are...
The fourth book
there.
Is coming out in, like, September or something.
I thought they're doing the four books to a trilogy thing, or seven, or six.
They're doing four. Four is supposed to end the cycle.
Is it?
Yeah.
Cycle. You mean the series, right?
Yeah.
If it was a cycle, there would be, like 20 four-book trilogies. That's kind of how it would work.
Wow.
It's kind of like what they did with Doctor Who. They just drug it out a really long time. I don't even watch it, but I know it's been going on, like, maybe since the 60s. It's pretty long-running.
Yeah, it is. And it just got lamer and lamer. See, the good thing about, like,
you actually
sci-fi,
watch it, though?
I watched it twice. The good thing about sci-fi is you never run out of things to stick and make up. You make up a unicorn, you can pull off a 20-year thing about a unicorn. And it going through space and time and doing all this crazy stuff. Japan does it all the time.
That's the greatest story ever.
What?
What do you think? Yeah, we're just going to move on. What do you think about...
Star Trek.
Okay, the J.J. Abrams one was pretty good, yeah. And I saw Wrath of Khan a couple days ago. It was so cool. Okay, but what do you think of Thor coming out? That's,
I'm going to go see it.
Yeah? I heard it was getting a couple mixed reviews, but,
Yeah, I'm going to go see
it. It was really
Thor,
good at some point.
Green Lantern.
Yes.
Captain
definitely.
America.
When's that coming out? Captain America?
I think in July 14th.
Yeah, that sounds about right. You going to go see the third Transformers one?
Yes.
By the greatest documentarian ever, Michael Bay?
Yes. Transformers is a documentary based on fact.
I have never craved spoilers more than with that movie. Because if you go watch it before I watch it, or maybe I'll just go watch it with you. But if you watch it before I
watch it together.
I want you to tell me if the entire moon is a Transformer.
You know how epic that would be?
I just want to see Unicron coming out of the moon, and he punches the Earth, and then at one point he just explodes.
Who the heck is Unicron?
He's a planet Transformer.
Whoa.
Yeah, man. It's gotta be Unicron, because they released, like, maybe the second or third trailer, and there are just a couple Transformers, like, coming out of
the
moon. They were coming out of the moon, and it was like, yeah, that's cool and everything, but why isn't the moon a Transformer? And it's just gotta explode. Michael Bay is going to make it explode, and it will be the greatest triumph in cinema
ever.
Yeah, definitely.
It will be better than Star Wars.
No, it's not.
I know, it's not.
Oh, but
if he makes six movies, then maybe.
No, please don't make six movies
of Transformers.
If he's gonna follow his usual pattern of how his movies go, then they're just gonna get progressively worse. But I actually heard a theory about what's
I don't know. First one was good. Second one was good.
No, the second one was absolute dog crap. What are you talking about?
Megan Fox was extremely hot. That's
We're talking about the movie.
There was a lot of fighting. I liked
the
that.
The movie was garbage.
There was a lot of fighting.
The entire movie was garbage.
There was fighting.
I'm right. You know I'm right.
I'm wrong, and you know I'm wrong. But there was a lot of fighting in it, and it was awesome.
That doesn't make it good. It was... Oh, gosh.
Haven't you ever seen... What's that? Die Hard? Fighting.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was a good movie.
Bruce Willis makes amazing movies.
Okay, but Bruce Willis was the actor. He didn't make the movie.
Yeah, I know, but he made it, like, as in the essence is Bruce Willis.
Okay, that's
if Bruce Willis was a Transformer, that would be such a better movie.
No.
If a rock transformed into Bruce Willis, I'd be like, I want to go see that movie.
No, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And that's what GoBots did, transforming into rocks. It didn't turn out well for them. What happened to them, really? Like, they just stepped on. They just faded into obscurity and got punched multiple times by Optimus Prime with his sword fist.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
and by the moon Pokemon.
The what?
I don't know.
The Pokemon does not relate to this at all.
I know.
Like, seriously. But I heard a theory a couple days ago about what would happen if Michael Bay directed a romance. It would be an explosion, falling in love with another explosion, and they would have to work together to save the world from a hurricane or something. It's going to be a thing.
Michael Bay directing a romance. It's going to be awesome.
Then they have little baby explosions. Like little sticks of dynamite and just walking around.
I can see that. Nuclear bomb, dynamite.
Timmy, don't eat the cookies. I'm going to light your fuse on fire if you do that again.
Oh my god.
Wait, would that be abuse though? Like, because that's the only thing that dynamite wants to do is explode.
No, there goes another kid. Who cares?
We can make more babies!
Baby dynamite!
Boom, boom, me gusta.
Would it be child abuse if they sold them to the mining companies?
Would Child Protective Services
want to take those babies?
But does dynamite have rights? Well, I mean, really, dynamite.
If it speaks and it says it's a baby, oh, they don't make... Oh, then no, it doesn't have any rights whatsoever.
If it doesn't speak...
Are we getting a call? Is somebody calling us?
No, somebody invited me to an event in Facebook, and that's why I'm beeping. If you heard that beep, and that horrible unlocking noise, and this locking noise, I'm sorry.
I barely heard that one.
I need to, seriously, you did turn your phone off, right?
I did. Cause
I think I need to just, like, because we have signs outside our studio, that's in quotes, our studio right now, that just say that we're on air. We should probably just put a sub sign under that says, if you're going to come in... Or be a guest, like, turn your phone off. Leave it outside. We'll leave a basket outside for all cell phones and weapons. Because those could get dangerous in here.
You can get a tub for my weapons.
I want you to put all the weapons in this basket, and you will get them when you leave the door. It's kind of like a coat check service for your knives and things.
Yeah, or it's like going into a mob meeting.
Yeah, you know, it's close, so you don't kill each other.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, you invite the Joker, and then he just started stabbing people with pencils, then you got just a little bit of a problem. Just a little bit, right?
That was awesome. I mean, they don't have guns, and it's like, dude, he just killed somebody with a pencil.
I know.
There's a box of pencils right there. We're screwed!
I want to know when they're coming out with the third part of the Batman series. Like, it's gonna happen sometime.
There's a first part?
Yeah. It was Batman Begins, remember?
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
Wasn't there, like, some with the freezy dude and then the chick who kissed people and they died?
No, that's X-Men.
No, that was Batman, because it's, like, Ivory and Mr. Freeze.
No.
Oh, really?
That's the animated series. What are you doing?
Ooh.
I don't think they're going to introduce Mr. Freeze at all in this series. They might... I was thinking they're going to put the penguin...
No, there was one. Arnold Schwarzenegger played Mr. Freeze in Batman Beyond, or something like that.
Okay, we're talking about Batman Begins, first of all.
Sorry,
that was the one where it's the origins of Batman. He went into the mountains, and he learned all his awesome kung fu skills.
That was awesome.
And that's where it's the same movie where they introduced that character Scarecrow. It was the guy who ran Arkham Asylum, and then he went insane on his own drugs. Remember that guy? Yeah.
And he tried to put it in the water.
Yep, that was Batman Begins. Now you got it.
Yeah.
And Liam Neeson was in there. I forget his character's name, but yeah. And then there was Dark Knight. Everyone knows about that. That needs no introduction. But for the third one, I'm thinking they might put the Penguin in there.
Penguin?
Yeah?
They need a really short midget dude.
Well, if they make him a short midget dude, then it's probably just not going to go good from there.
Yeah.
Just a normal-sized guy who... wears a tux and a monocle and a top hat. And nobody normal does
teeth.
That, but it's normal
teeth
for him.
And big nose.
Yeah, that's true. But it, I hope they get him in there, but I really don't know. I haven't heard any announcements or anything about when they're going to be releasing that one. Hopefully soon. That'd be kind of nice.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, what's it called? What's that movie, Pirate Dude?
The fourth Pirates of the Caribbean movie. That's in Stranger Tides, something like that. I don't even care anymore. I'm probably not gonna.
I just
that.
Watch it for the girl.
I don't even remember the actor's name. We're so bad at this, but yeah, she's pretty hot.
Yeah, she is.
But my sister doesn't want to watch it because Orlando Bloom isn't gonna be in there. So yeah, that figures, right?
Oh darn!
You do know who Orlando Bloom is, right? Or are you so pop culturally deficient that
is
I need
that
to force
feed
you?
Is he that Will Turner guy?
Yes.
Yes. In fencing, I was Will Turner because I was so awesome at fencing. And not even kidding.
No, okay, if you're
and my partner was Jack Sparrow.
If you're going to be Will Turner in fencing, I get to be Inigo Montoya. You kill my father. Prepare to die. If anyone got that reference, you are awesome. I'm just saying.
I'm out of that group.
Yeah, well, you should probably watch that movie.
I will.
It's a good...
Which one is it, 1, 2, or 3?
No. It's The Princess Bride. There are no numbers in that title. You are being confused with so many other franchises.
You have
sir.
No idea.
No, but yeah, I think you should watch The Princess Bride. I got some movies that I think you should watch.
All right. Well, I got today.
Okay. Well, we'll pick out of these ones that I can think of off the top of my head right now. I got you've seen The Big Lebowski, so we can't do that one. There's Better Off Dead. John Cusack movie. You want me to like summarize the plot a little bit? We got time for that.
No, just
like okay.
I'll just watch Princess Bride and Better Off Dead.
Well, there's one more. There's Office Space too.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you can just read the little blurb on the back and then just decide later. Maybe we'll review it on here.
Yeah.
I will
talk about how hot the girls are.
You think?
Yes. Well, that is all the reviews any man needs. If it's a hot girl, they will go see the movie.
Okay, well, Better Off Dead is an 80s movie, and Office Space is a 90s movie. So I'm wondering if the era that they were made in is going to kind of change your perception of how hot the people are.
It definitely will.
Yeah? Is there like a different scale that you have to operate on to work on that? How does that work?
Well,
like, do you add a couple points or subtract or do you
subtract,
divide something?
Definitely, because
you do something with numbers, right?
Yes. Okay. Definitely, 2000 movies made between 2000 and up till 2011. The girls,
I think they remain
less clothing, so much better. No, there are a lot. Our actresses are hotter. Angelina Jolie, Megan Fox, Jessica Alba. They're hot. I can't name any others.
Right, but supposedly the shape that they're in right now isn't supposed to be healthy at all. You hear about that? The average human being is supposed to have a little bit more, beef to it than most of your average female celebrities.
I'm unhealthy.
You're unhealthy?
I learned that. So, okay.
What do you mean?
I'm going to tell you two numbers, and you tell me which one is the bad one.
Okay.
HDL cholesterol, 37. LDL cholesterol, 128. Which one is bad?
The bad one is your LDL.
Well, I know which one's bad. Which number do you think is worse?
Oh, let's see. I think the 128 LDL, that one's worse.
No, it's actually near optimal.
Is it?
Yes.
Did you take that test thing for a health class?
Yes.
I had to take this class, too, where they just prick your finger and they give you some numbers, and then it's all like, hey, you are this healthy.
Yeah, but my 37 HDL is horrible.
Is it really?
I need to have it. Okay, less than 60 is horrible.
Yeah?
I'm at 37.
Oh, man. I took this test, too. I might have the paper. It's,
All right.
It's purple.
I just want to grab this microphone and just start singing some random song.
You will do no such thing. Oh, this is.
Yeah, funny. I don't know any songs.
Okay. Well, I can't find that paper right now, but if I really wanted to share my personal information with everybody, I would. Really, I would. But I should actually find that paper because my mom wants to look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and on that note,
We hit the 30-minute mark. We're out of time. Sorry,
right.
Everyone.
Well,
hopefully, if any of you were listening on the live stream, hopefully that worked out for you. If it didn't...
You should have called.
Yeah, you should have
called.
Nobody called. Don't call them jerks.
Sorry, I called you a
we're
jerk.
We're going to lose
jerk.
Our fan base. But if you did listen to us on the live stream, let us know how that went for you, if you want, or just...
By calling us.
Well, you could call us within the next 30 minutes or so. I think we'll keep the number online for another 30 minutes.
Okay.
But anything after that, we probably won't pick it up. You could always let it run to voicemail, or you can just shoot us an email. The address for that would be tgifradioshow@gmail.com. Until next week, we hope you have a good one.
Phone numbers.
What?
Emails. I accept phone numbers from women. From women.
If you really want to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna mute you now. Talk to you later, everyone. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.